Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Wake Me Up When September Trends. It's courtesy of Johnny Davis and Green Day.
Wake me up. Dude, that song.
Oof.
Is it September ends? That's when it is?
Yeah. And we're about to hit September. The big sept.
Sept 2 again.
Intercepted. All right. I'm Jack. That's Miles. And this is going to be an episode that is just nonstop September wordplay.
All Get right.
It? All right. Now, this is the episode where we tell you what's trending. And a couple athletes are trending. Cam Newton is trending because he was cut by the Patriots, which I don't love for the Patriots because I think he's an underrated quarterback, even though he had a bad season last season. I do love for our national vaccine efforts because he, I think, was unvaccinated and kind of choosing not to be vaccinated. And I do believe that had a lot to do with why he was cut.
It wasn't all that rapping, hipping, and hopping he was doing?
I don't know. If you ask that one sports talk show host. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's distracted by the rap music.
That's wild that he'll get another team will get him, right?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, he's borderline like starting and would be like the best backup, I think, in the league if he ends up being a backup.
But was he a Heisman winner?
Yeah, he won the Heisman. He was rookie of the year, went to the Super Bowl and had one of the better seasons in many years, but
it's weird how often do Heisman winners just completely fall off? It's not nailed on, because obviously it's a different world, I'm sure, but usually we get so turned up for Heisman winners going into the league, and then it's not always where's Jameis Winston,
right?
Where's RG3? Where's Charlie Ward?
Charlie Ward. I feel like those days are maybe behind us. I don't know because
right.
Now the players Alabama is so massive. It's basically an NFL team. And so it's hard for those players. A Charlie Ward was too small for the NFL kind of and didn't really have a great throwing arm. But yeah, I mean, so Marcus Mariota was a Heisman winner who didn't pan out. Jameis.
Yeah.
is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints this year. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. So it happens. Yeah. That was a run of three that didn't really work out, RG3. But then you've also got your...
Lamar Jacksons.
Your Cam Newton, your Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is just amazing.
So it's, you win some, you lose some.
Basically, everyone since Derrick Henry has been probably like a next level NFL player.
Got it. I mean, who could forget Chris Winkie? We should have talked about that in the year 2000 show. Or Ron Dane in 99.
Wow.
Oh, Ron Dane, man. I remember he was on all those video game covers, and you're like, well, he's not going to have a career. Just like how like Winkie. Steve Francis was like on the cover of like NCAA basketball. You're like, love that Maryland team, though.
What else? Oh, so another thing that's trending is some guy named Ben Simmons. Not sure what that's about. Also, there's a fire happening.
Dude, quick pivot in the paint.
Oh,
like
boy.
That. Yeah, he's the old Ben Newton. Old Ben Simmons, he is trending because he's essentially told the Sixers, I don't want to play here and I'm not coming to training camp. Yeah. So deal with it. What does that mean for him? What does that mean for you? How are you feeling? When I said that, I remember you at first, you're like, wait, what? And then you just exhaled.
It's kind of what, like, I didn't know how this was going to work itself out. I knew that it was like two immovable objects. Like, like Ben Simmons, they basically threw him under the bus in a way that I've never seen a star-ish player thrown under the bus by the best player on his team and his coach. Generally, people won't do that, especially if the person just had like a really bad series. You're not like, yeah, they suck.
Right.
Usually you're like, you know, we're working through it and they're going to get better. And we believe they're going to get better. Instead, they basically made it so that he couldn't be on the team anymore. But then they didn't make any moves in the offseason. So it was like, well, so are they just going to... Because there's no version of reality where someone with that big an ego, who's also like kind of fragile, I feel like a little bit, especially after that series, is going to just like come in and be like, hey, you know, I'm checking in for work and I don't care what they said.
I'm here
to grind it out. It's not happening. I don't think more power to him. I definitely don't think Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid should have talked shit as openly, because now the Sixers front office is in a really weird place where they have like basically a distressed asset that everybody knows they're trying to get rid of.
Right.
And nobody's going to give them full price for it now.
Whoops.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's a messy team to root for, but you know, still going to keep rocking the hat because I like the hat. So we will stick with
them. What's up, man? Sixers fan? Nope. Just like the hat.
Nah.
Not fucking with the process. Not fucking with anything. Don't know anything about anyone. Just like the hat.
Moving on. Ben Simmons, never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Just here to pick up an ice cream cake that says, Ben Simmons, please stay.
The Caldor fire is trending. This is a fire that is basically about to render Lake Tahoe one of the biggest outdoor vacation spots in California uninhabitable. I was there over last summer with my family, and just even then, there were days you couldn't go outside because of the air quality, because of fire season. So this is not like unexpected. It is just fucking terrible that this is the new reality.
Ugh, man. If you look at those fire maps, how they just grew over like the last couple of days, and you're like, ooh, that's a lot of damage. Yeah. And it's interesting because there was a lot of expensive homes there. So that usually means like a pretty fierce response to save the private property up there, but I don't, it seems like one of those things where just there's winds and nature is just on its own course. So for anybody out, hopefully people who have had to evacuate, hopefully you're safe and hopefully it's not too devastating for you. Although you already saw like fucking horrible stories about like Lyft and Uber rides that were like in the thousands to like sort of exploit people who were trying to flee. So, hey, there it is.
Apparently Mike Davis, who has a reputation for always predicting the future, he predicted the LA riots before they happened. He predicted, I forget what else, but he is saying the next wave of the story is going to be when the insurance companies start just bailing, start being like, sorry, we can't protect your your property because we can't repay when like an entire state catches on fire. Like, well, what are we going to do?
That's our whole company.
Yeah. So look out for that when the insurance companies no longer insure entire chunks of the country.
I think, we sort of touched on that yesterday in the episode. It's like, and then you can see like the counter movement of like banks and things to be like, no, no, no.
Right. Yeah.
You better insure this shit.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
They're going to fight each other. Cool.
Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight. Banks versus insurers. Banks versus insurers.
The popular kids are going to fight each other.
Whoa, get to the quad. The bank's fighting the insurance companies.
And then Griezmann.
Yeah, Antoine Griezmann.
That's what I meant.
French player, although he is Spanish as well, but he chooses to play for the French national team. He is actually... very interesting move. So because Barcelona have been just an absolute kind of disaster running their club, they barely have like money to pay their players to a point where they're like, even our best players are like, can't maybe another team can take you for a little bit because we just can't handle your wages. So
we
Antoine
don't
Griezmann,
have any money.
We don't have any money. He had to go back. Not that he had to go back. He re-signed with the team that he played for before Barcelona, Atletico Madrid. So he is going back to Atleti, and he's back, baby. For a fraction of the cost that he was sold for. So
wow.
It's just like a sad merry-go-round.
There's a lot of people fucking up their bag when it comes to teams. They're just blowing it with.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of, you know, like Barcelona's already had to been like, yeah, we got to get Messi. Sorry, can't afford you. Griezmann, sorry, can't afford you. Then
so
they're like,
not great for Messi, right?
He just had his debut over the weekend. I mean, it wasn't very eventful, but wait, what were we saying about Messi?
Barcelona is saying they can't afford any of their players because they paid for Messi? Or
no, just because the club was ran so poorly and like the mounting debts and like bloated contracts. They're like, they just reached that tipping point where they're like, oh fuck, we're in the find out phase. So,
right. All right, let's take a quick break while I look up who Messi is, and then we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and Elizabeth Holmes's case is finally going to court. She is the Theranos founder who scammed. We're trying to figure out like how mad we are at her, or I was before we started recording, because a lot of the people she tricked are just like really rich, bad people. Like she really pulled one over on Henry Kissinger, you bastard. Leave Henry Kissinger alone. Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, leave the billionaires alone.
Got
President
him.
Bill Clinton.
Got him.
But then I guess she, you know, I'm sure a lot of people lost money, including people who probably don't have billions of dollars. So not great. Her court case is finally going to court. And she, in addition to like doing some maneuvering around whether she would have to wear a mask in court, I think she didn't want to, so she could like smile awkwardly at the jurors. She will also be caring for her newborn child in court, which is, you know, it's a gambit. I bet it'll work. It'll make her seem more. I can't imagine like that. That's the most effective thing you could possibly do is like, oh, you're gonna take away this baby's mother? Okay, no, that's cool.
Right. Oh, that's fine. Just this. Oh God. I mean, it's so tough being a single mom. You know, the last thing would be to go to jail for duping people. That would really suck.
Huh? Your husband is a hotel millionaire.
So... Oh well, but I mean, like before, like I feel like a single mom. You know what I mean?
I mean,
I'm just here. Where
mom.
Is he right now? Yeah. Oh, hush-a-bye. No, rock-a-bye. You're holding a rolled up legal pad that's not a baby in your arms. Oh, really? Maybe you have a very rigid definition of what parenting is.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're fit to be in the jury, my honor.
Paul Ryan is trending because he's brave, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's a brave guy. He got out. He said the dirty bit. Out loud in public. He said, yeah, Trump lost that shit in November. That election was a loss. That was a big old Duke Ellington. And there was like, you know, that makes news these days, because then people are like, you see, man, it's these rhinos. Paul was always against Trump. That's just, yeah, if you want to get trending in the right now, because it's hard to do it by saying like Nazi shit out loud. You just have to say the truth. And then they're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be interesting that they'll start seeing that truth is currency, like to be relevant, because everyone's all just fucking burnt out on like the hate shit and just lies. So like, they're like, nah, man, actually the way I got back into it is I just kind of started being like, yeah, Trump lost. Like, you know, the domestic terror threat of like the MAGA people is actually really serious and we shouldn't just be ignoring it. And look at me now. I'm on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Is he? Wait, no, he's not. Is he?
No. But if Spicer was for doing the nothing, then I'm sure Paul Ryan could at least get to like one of those like ESPN, like celebrity CrossFit competitions or something.
Right. Let's just say his agent has reached out to Dancing with the Stars and let them know he's a veil.
And it was a disrespectfully pass, I think is what they said. We disrespectfully pass on this.
And finally, speaking of saying Nazi shit out loud, Madison Cawthorn, who is the very junior congressman from
North
the state of Carolina, North Carolina, the northern one, is basically calling for like a civil war.
Oh, come on. That's what you heard. I just heard him say, we don't want that. We don't want to take up arms against our fellow Americans. So we need to push for election security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He warned there could be bloodshed after repeating false election fraud claims, called the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th political hostages, boosted false claims that the election was stolen and rigged. He also said, if our election systems continue to be rigged and continue to be stolen, then it's going to lead to one place, and that's bloodshed. And I will tell you, as much as I'm willing to defend our liberty at all costs, there's nothing I would dread doing more than having to pick up arms against a fellow American. He did a don't make me kick your ass. You don't want to see me angry, bro, type thing. And then they were like, he was saying he doesn't want to kick your ass. What's wrong with you guys?
Why are you saying he did that? Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Joe Biden said, the last thing I want to do is round up the unvaccinated and put them into camps, you know, to get this thing. But I don't want to do that. Obviously, like, look what he said. He's like, I said, I don't want to do that.
Right.
It's just because I articulated an alternative that was so violent that maybe I was hinting that that might be the alternative path. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Madison Cawthorn. It's been so great to be here. Free all of our political prisoners who are on a 23-hour lockdown. Keep your heads up. Also, so many of them are not in prison. Like, the real story there is how light the fucking sentencing and penalties have been for some of this shit. Not their fucking, you know, this isn't the new, they're like, oh, man, when are they gonna get him out? When are they going to get QAnon guy out? You know?
And he also, someone was like, what are you doing to support the Patriots who were captured on January 6th, he was like, oh, well, so here's the thing. We don't actually know who all the main political prisoners are. And so if we were to actually like go and try and bust them out, let me tell you the reason why they're taking these political prisoners because they're trying to make them an example because they don't want to see the mass protests going on in Washington. So he just kind of rambled through that one.
This just shows you the mindset of Republicans is if we don't get what we want, we're just going to fucking lie and get people in a frenzy to do as much shit and damage as possible.
Yeah.
That's their platform.
You saw what we did last time that you guys won the election. Well, it's going to get worse, bro.
Yeah. I mean, part of me is like, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That's all y'all do is pump fake. But there's just... We live in such a different age where people like are quite literally believing that like tyranny is at their doorstep.
Yeah. So. I'd feel better if with them only pump faking if fucking all of their supporters weren't armed and just like ready to fucking light a room up with a automatic weapon at a moment's notice. So those aren't the type of people you want to be pump faking generally.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. That's the whole point, I guess, is to then make people as uneasy as possible because you've already seen like the effect it's had on school boards with people who are like, I'm not fucking like, dude, I'm volunteering the school board. Like, I don't need fucking blood on my car and then punctured tires because I said a mask works. Right. So this is kind of the, you know, this is the road we're heading down.
Yeah. All right, that is what is trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of
the
show.
Back at it again.
Back at it again. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.